The following information, your official election and early voting guide, is issued by the ACT Electoral Commission. How to fill in your ballot paper. To make your vote count, write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and so on in the squares in the order of your choice. Don't use the same number twice. One of the most common mistakes is for people to number the candidates in a column 1 through 5 and then the next column 1 through 5 and repeating this for each column. This means that their vote cannot be counted because preference numbers are being repeated. And remember, use numbers only. Another common mistake is for people to use ticks and crosses on their ballot papers. This also means that their vote cannot be counted. You should fill in at least 5 squares, as there are 5 vacancies in each electorate. If you don't fill in this many squares, your vote will still be counted, even if you vote for only one candidate. However, to make the most of your vote, we suggest you continue to fill in the squares until all your preferences are recorded. You may fill in every square if you wish. If you don't vote for any candidates, your vote will be informal. If you make a mistake on your ballot paper, just return it to a polling officer and ask for another.
Key steps in the electronic voting process. For the 2020 ACT Legislative Assembly election, electronic voting will be available at all early voting centres in the ACT. When you vote electronically, you will be given a unique e-voting card that will give you secure access to an easy-to-use voting touchscreen, or for blind and vision-impaired electors, a telephone-style keypad. You will first be asked to select your preferred language. 12 options are available. Scan your e-voting card by placing it on top of the area where it says e-voting card, here, which is to the left of the screen. The e-voting card reader will beep when the card has scanned. Remove it while you vote. Choose the candidates you wish to vote for. Use the touchscreen or telephone-style keypad to make your selections in the order of your choice. If you need help, select Hide My Vote and raise your hand. If you make a mistake, select Undo Last Choice. If you need to start again, touch Select Clear Choices. When you have finished entering your selections, you can review your choices. The candidates you have selected will appear, or for blind and vision impaired electors, will read out by the system in selected order on the screen. If you are satisfied with your selections, scan your e-voting card and your vote will be securely recorded. If you want to make changes, you can return to the ballot paper to make adjustments. Once you have finished voting, put your e-voting card in the ballot box on your way out. Each e-voting card can be used once only. These instructions will be available to each voting screen to help step you through the process. Remember, if you need help, just ask a polling official. Voting terminals will be disinfected regularly between voters. Special audio facilities will be available to enable electors who are blind or vision impaired to vote electronically in secret and in private.
Telephone voting for blind and vision impaired or physically disabled electors. Eligible ACT electors are able to cast their vote using the telephone voting system if they have a visual impairment or a physical disability which makes it difficult to attend a polling place or vote by postal vote. The first step in telephone voting is registering with Elections ACT by calling 1800 875 118. That's 1800 875 118. Registration is available from 9 a.m. on Monday, 28 September, and closes at 4 p.m. on Saturday, 17 October, 2020. Registration is open during normal business hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., with extended hours on Friday, 16 October, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 17 October, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Note, registration is closed on Monday, 5 October, Labor Day. To register, you'll be asked to provide a 5-digit PIN to the Elections ACT officer. This number must be something that you will remember. For security reasons, Elections ACT cannot reissue your PIN, remind you of your PIN, or issue you with a new PIN. If you forget your PIN, you will need to apply for a postal vote or go to an early voting centre or polling place instead. After providing your PIN, you'll be asked for either a mobile number, an email address, or both. This is so that you can be sent a unique 7-digit voting token number. This number is used together with your 5-digit PIN to provide you with secure access to the telephone voting service. After registering to cast your vote over the telephone, call the ACT telephone voting hotline again on 1800 875 118. That's 1800 875 118. Enter your 5-digit PIN and 7-digit voting token when instructed. Audio instructions will then guide you through the voting process in a similar manner to the blind and vision impaired electronic voting described earlier. You will be asked to re-enter your PIN and voting token number to finalise your vote. Telephone voting closes at 6 p.m. on 17 October 2020. But remember, you need to register first.
Authorised by Damien Cantwell, ACT Electoral Commission, 221 London Circuit, Canberra City, ACT.